Hello, everyone. Good morning. Happy Saturday. We are here to talk about camp. So this is camp right for me? I'm on the fence. I don't know if I should go, all that sort of stuff. So I will answer any questions that you have. Oh, let me change my name. I'm Coach MJ, by the way, in case you don't know me. Head coach and member journey director here at the NoBS Weight Loss. So we're going to talk about camp. Camp is amazing. I'm just going to tell y'all. So we do have a couple of in-person spots still available. I'm going to pull up my screen so I can make sure that I'm saying what we're doing at camp. Oh, I froze for a second. But camp is like no other experience. Like, seriously. So I had basically just joined when I signed up for my first camp. And I didn't really know anybody. I didn't know anybody. I was like, I don't know. This crazy internet lady, you know, I'm like, but I'm gonna go. And so y'all, it changed my life. And we thought for sure that when I first started attending camp, there was no virtual option and it was not recorded, y'all. So all of those first camps, I don't have recordings of. I wish I did, but I don't. But I will say when COVID hit, we knew we never imagined that we could create a virtual experience that would create the same connection and togetherness. We didn't think camp could translate virtually. And when COVID happened, we were like, well, fuck, gotta try it, right? Gotta see what happens. And we were so wrong about the connection in the chat, about the accountability groups that were formed, the closeness to the coaches that happened in those chats over the 3-day period. We were just wrong. And so we will never not do virtually now. It's like we have to do virtual because it opens the window for so many other women to experience camp. We have extras for folks who are attending virtually. This year, we do coaching, an hour of coaching, so that you can, if you're attending virtually, and questions come up, or you just want to be coached through something that's happening at camp. An hour every day. This time we have an hour and a half for lunch. So this time it will be during that lunch break that you can come on, raise your hand, and get coached during that hour break. Just because we want virtual folks to have an opportunity to be coached as well. So I just want to encourage you to ask your questions here. Let me know if you have any questions. I will in the chat. Oh, so Jean's camp number 12. I've been to about that many. I did not go to last camp. Oh, I'm hosting panel. Let's make sure your chat is to everyone. MJ, take your own advice. You can check it out here on the website. We still have payment plans available. Like I said, we still have a few in-person spots available. If you just last minute, you're like, hell, I'm going. Come on. We'd love to have you. Nothing like seeing Corinne live. We do have DJ Jerry will be in the house this time. He is our DJ. He is actually. Oh crap. What's his name? He was the drummer for the Old Crow Medicine Show. And now he is the drummer for oh shit. What's his name, y'all? What's his name? He wrote To Make You Feel My Love. And you can't understand a word he says. Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan. He is currently, there was a break in Bob Dylan's tour. And so he is able to join us this time in person and be our DJ in the virtual rooms. We have dance parties, breakout parties in the virtual rooms. If you're with us in person, we dance during the breaks, all the things. And the good thing is, whether you attend virtually or in person, you get the recordings in 2 weeks. So if you are like, you know what? I do want to learn about body love. I do want to learn about body image, but I am busy that weekend. Go ahead, sign up. You can get your swag and you can watch it at your leisure. So, and we even have folks after camp is over. They'll create, like, if they didn't get to attend, we always see people post in the Facebook group, like, hey, I was not able to attend camp virtually live, you know, like when it was going on. Who's with me? Who wants to go through it with me? And they'll create like accountability groups, and y'all, they'll watch like, you know, one section at a time, and then just discuss what they're learning at camp. And then you can always use Ask Coaches and the Facebook group to get your questions answered. So that's a great way to do camp as well. I am working through the workbook, y'all, because you know, I'm kind of busy camp weekend taking care of y'all, virtually and in person. And so I'm also the MC this year. Hello, I am going to be emceeing, whatever that means, that's what I'll be doing. And which is amazing. So I will be busy. So I love to go through the workbook ahead of time. If you are attending virtually, you will get your swag ahead of time. It will be mailed to you in an amazing box. I have it right here. And but if you come in person, it will be on your table when you get there. So I'm just gonna tell y'all, I am already learning shit in this book. So I do a lot of study in this membership. Corinne, of course, is like the queen of study. I don't know how she learns. She's like a sponge. I have to listen to things a few times, but she and I, she'll like send me emails to read, or she'll send me podcasts to listen to. So she and I listen to a lot of the same sort of things. So I know a lot of the shit on this book I have heard. But there's something about the way that Corinne takes information from different places and synthesizes them. You know, she's so, her ability to break shit down where I can understand it, where you can understand it, where we can understand it, is amazing. Because this is all stuff I've heard, but when I see Corinne and the way that she like has broken it down, with everything that we learn in OBS, it like pulls everything together for me in such a way that I'm like, oh my God, why haven't I never thought about it like that before? But you know, that's how Corinne rolls. That's how she does. And I will tell you, I was going through the workbook this week, and day one is all about body esteem, the difference between body esteem and self-esteem, which I thought were about the same thing. I'm wrong. I'm so wrong. She has some worksheets in here that help you break it out. I did not realize I still had such shitty thoughts about my body, y'all. I was floored. I was floored. And then she has a way of helping us pull in this workbook, of pulling the thoughts out of from the facts. I even felt better. I wrote a lot about my legs this week. And yesterday I went, we have this thing in Rock Hill called Come See Me. It's like this festival, like this 10-day festival. And I had already decided sort of what I was going to wear. And I have melty legs. They just melt. They have loose skin. They're melty, whatever. And I was not going to wear shorts because like I've seen a bunch of people I know. And then my leg, like, I don't want to do, y'all, I wore shorts last night. After I went through this workbook, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I have legs. They have loose skin. Just doing a couple of these worksheets, like, and I was so comfortable. I was not hot. I wore shorts. I felt amazing. And it was just from, I hadn't even heard Corinne say a damn word about it. Just the workbook, y'all. And then she had us do in this workbook, a body esteem spectrum. Like, where are you on the body esteem spectrum? I was shocked. I'm not as high up as I thought I was. I talk a big game, but when I'm honest with myself, not as high up as I thought I was. Then day two, we're going to talk about how to see how you see your body. What do you think about your body? And it is there's one sheet, it's this, but I keep thinking sheet. It's like all about like, I mean, I want to feel this way. I want to think these things, but I keep thinking this. Y'all, that's going to help you with your body image. It's going to help you with weight loss. It's going to help you in relationships. It's not just about loving your body. It's about how are you going to fuel your body? When we love ourselves, we treat ourselves better, and it's going to translate everywhere. So, and then the last day, moving forward with love. Moving forward with love. This is going to be a camp where we're going to learn how to treat ourselves with the respect and the love that we treat everybody else with, right? Because we know how to speak kindly to people. We know how to love people. We know how to be kind to people. But there's one person that we struggle with, I still struggle with being kind to, and it's me. It's me. And that shit's gonna stop. May 17th through the 19th, it's gonna stop. It's just gonna stop. Nikki said, I signed up for this camp virtual back in November. I don't remember if I said yes, no to a swag box. Was it optional? I don't think it was optional. First camp ever, so excited. Yeah. So the email says swag boxes will ship a month before camp. They are shipping now. So they roll out in batches. So depending on when you signed up for camp, where you're located, they will ship. If you want to email support at pmptribe.com, just to double check, you're welcome to do that. Jean says, I love the term melty legs. Yeah, I have melty legs and arms now. It's, you know, it's a thing. It's a thing. So one amazing thing about camp this time that we have never done before. It was a quick hit today. It is on the website. Judith Catan is coming to do a no BS takeover in May. So the entire membership will get the benefit of Judith Catan and all of her wisdoms. She is a certified life coach, a master certified coach. She has her own membership as well. She teaches women how to dress the body they're in, their current body, how to dress for a changing body. We're going to talk about that. How can you create a wardrobe that you can continue, to transition with as you lose weight? And how to not wait, right, to dress your body. She's doing that. She's doing all of the Wednesday calls in May. If you are in person at camp, she will be there in the flesh, which I'm so excited about. But if you're signed up for camp on Saturday, so she'll do the Wednesday call. And then that Saturday, you will be able to hop on and get coached by Judith. So she's going to be teaching stuff in, on Wednesday. She's going to teach a different subject every Wednesday. And then you can kind of put it into practice. And if you are going to camp, you get to come on with her and ask like any follow-up questions that you have, all of that sort of stuff. Now, if you're not going to camp, she is also going to be in the Facebook group in May answering your questions and stuff. But to get to speak to her and ask her those questions like live, you'll want to come to those Saturday calls that are only for camper only exclusive. So, if you have not seen the swag, I'll tell you, Corinne loves the hat. I have two favorite things in here in this swag box. Here's the hat. It's good. I do love the hat. I will be sporting that this summer. There is a compact with a mirror in it, which is amazing. Some clings for your mirror, which I love. We did a journal last camp. We did it again because it's the body love journal. I think it's 10 weeks. 10 weeks revolutionary journey to redefine your relationship with your one and only body. I'm gonna just tell y'all, last time the journal was worth admission. Even if you can't attend virtually, this journal was worth it. So that's amazing. We have like some cards that give you like thoughts to think about, thoughts to journal about for 90 days, kick-ass affirmations, powerful questions, quotes, and Corinisms. That's amazing. Where's my favorite thing? Get that. Where did it go? Oh, I think I left it in the kitchen. Is a keychain. I left it in the kitchen. I'm sorry, y'all, when I was pulling out all the squiggly things. I love a keychain. That's my second favorite thing. My first favorite thing is this right here. This, just a notebook. I always steal some when I'm at camp, so I have extra. This is my favorite thing. It lays flat. It folds over. I use it for everything. This is my favorite thing. So, any questions about camp? It's gonna be off the chain. It's gonna be amazing. Another friend of the membership, Kara Lowenthal from the Unfuck Your Brain podcast, is having a conversation with Corinne about body love. She will be there. I'm trying to think. I'm very excited about it. You know, I missed last camp because my baby child was getting married. And that made me it, I was it was hard to miss camp. Stacy says I have melty everything. All right, y'all. If there are no more questions, I mean, we can be out of here early if you want to. What's the one thought for all of you who are going to camp? What is the one thing that you want to get out of camp? Like the one thought that you have about your body, or the one feeling sort of that you have about your body that you want to work through? Anybody have any thoughts that they want to work through? I want to show up like I respect my damn self. Acceptance, forgiveness. I want to feel sexy again. I want to accept my body as it is, not hating on specific parts like my stomach. Being less critical. The changes, we're doing a whole section on changes as your body ages. That we're doing a whole section on I've damaged it beyond repair. Like if you've got a diagnosis or you've got something going on, we are going to have a whole section on that. Which is amazing because we do have a lot of women who, have medical diagnoses and have a really hard time working through that. And so that is going to be absolutely amazing for so many. How to feel like my body isn't against me. Where there's a whole section on that, an entire section on that. So, and I will just, that's what I'm saying too. Like when I'm thinking about camp and going through this workbook, I was surprised, y'all, at the thoughts I still had about myself. I was just so surprised at the thoughts I still had running around about myself. In the workbook too, this time, Corinne did all the worksheets, so you have all of her answers as well. Feeling like my body is falling apart. Oh, my mind thinks my body looks good until I look in the mirror. I want to stop being angry with my body through injury and recovery. Yeah, that is a lot. We're going to talk about that. That's a good chunk of part of one of the days. Recognizing that the past is a fact, but not my future. Girl, isn't that the truth? Paula. Hey, Paula, I'll see you in person. I want to stop having an inferior complex and feel like I'm being judged by others and know that's their problem. Andrea has a great question. What are some journal prompts we could do in preparation for camp? I'm going to tell you something, Andrea. When I don't private coach anymore. I miss that so bad. I just get to coach all of y'all amazing women. I used to tell my private clients that were going to camp to do the workbook ahead of time. First of all, a lot of the worksheets you can't get through. And like I said, even me just working through this workbook, I'm already sort of like clearing up some of the questions, like the easy ones, right? Like my legs, like I wore shorts last night. And so now I'm able, when I get to camp, work through some of the, like, there's going to be like softball pitches, right? That I can just clear up. So I used to tell my private clients, work through the workbook in a color pen. And then, or do it like, you know, just even don't even fill out the workbook if you don't want to, but use some of those questions to write about that are in the workbook. And then at camp, once Corinne talks and coaches folks, you'll find some other thoughts and some other feelings that you're having. And then it's almost like when you get to camp, you're going through it the second time, which is amazing. And my private clients always got a ton out of doing it that way. We will be, Denise, pretty shortly, we are going to be putting the workbook on the camp homepage. So you'll be able to download it digitally if you want to. I'll actually tell the team to get it up this week, so that we can make sure, because you know it's ready. We just need to get it on the website so you can do that as well. So if you want to, you can just, you know, you'll be able to download it. I'll make sure that happens next week. I know somebody. I know some people. I get it taken care of. Donna says, started the call late. Should I review the workbook before camp? I think so. I think so. I love doing that. My private clients always got so much out of it, doing it ahead of time and then doing it, like I said, in two different colors. So I would do it. I would do it. And like I said too, like you can use camp to dig a little bit deeper. And then when you go through the workbook ahead of time, you kind of get rid of some of the easy wins. 'Cause like whenever I was doing it this week and I was thinking about like my legs, I had these thoughts about my legs. And when I went through the worksheet and I pulled out the facts about my legs and then the thoughts I had about my legs, I was like, oh my word, come on now, MJ. And I was able to like call bullshit on some of them. They were like, just even pulling that apart took the temperature down so much. Andrea says, what if we don't have the workbook yet? I will get it on the website this week. I will make sure that happens for y'all. I will get it up. Linda said, I can't wait to meet you in person. I can't wait either. I can't wait either. I'm very excited to see everybody. I love, you know, connecting at camp, even in the virtual. Do you know? I will tell you, this is how much I love virtual camp. When I got offered like the head coach job and I started kind of moving up in leadership and no BS, Corinne said that I could not do a virtual room anymore at camp because I was like over the virtual room, over the virtual experience. So I had to make sure I was getting questions to Corinne from the virtual rooms and doing stuff, and I couldn't take a room. I almost did not take the head coaching job because I wanted to be in a virtual room so bad. I had to really think about it because I love virtual camp so much and spending 3 days, because you'll be in a room with a coach. There's also a silent room. If you're like, girl, I do not want all the noise that goes along with like the chat and stuff, you can go into the silent room and just listen if you want to. And then if you have any questions, all you have to do is pop over into another room. You'll have the links to all the rooms. And here's the other thing. We divide you up by name. If you're coming virtually, we divide you up. We'll give you like A through whatever, whatever through whatever. And here's so everybody's like, well, I want to be in, you know, Coach Heather's room, or I want to be in this person's room, or I want to be in that person's room, or whatever. The Zoom police, we are giving them the weekend off. We just are. So if you have an accountability group, pick a room, go in it. It is fine. We just, you know, we just try to sort of split it up just a little bit. But if you've got a favorite coach, if you are like, oh my word, I just love, you know, who all's in a room this year? I love Coach Heather, whatever. She is my jam. I'm a deep dive diva right along with her. Go to Heather's room. If you're in an accountability room, make sure that you're like all together. That's totally fine. You can totally do that. I think Coach Ashley's got a room. I can't remember who all's got a room. It's been a minute since I did all that. Coach Lisa has a room. Her room is always fun. Coach Dina's got a room. Yeah, it's an amazing experience. So whether no, Julie does not have a room. Julie's in the room, in the real live room, in the inside. Coach Lizzie is in the room in person for to take, because we have y'all, we got right 400 people coming. We got to have some staff in there to help them as well. One thing too that is going to be a lot of fun for virtual. I mean, I don't know about fun, but a lot of times when we talk about our bodies and stuff, it brings up a lot of like, shame about or just like icky feelings, because we have so many thoughts and feelings about our bodies. And like we were talking about like the changing body or the aging body or the injured body or the body with diagnoses and stuff. And a lot of times we come into these conversations feeling like we're broken. I mean, that's why we did this camp. We've seen it across the membership so many times. And the amazing Coach Kathy just took a lot of classes about like feeling your feelings and like bringing yourself back down to home base, like when you feel like all charged up and like yeah about yourself. So the first like 10 minutes of every one of those virtual coaching calls is going to be some breathing, some like bringing yourself back down to sort of that home base experience, knocking the edge off of some of those feelings that you may be experiencing when you're doing camp, some of those thoughts that just may come up for you. Let's see. Does Coach Heather have her own room? Yes. And Jean Banning says, I believe Coach Heather will be with the 55 plus group. If you are in a subgroup, like in 55 plus, they usually are like, we're going to go to Heather's room. Like, we're all going to go to Heather's room. Or maybe if you're a woman of color, they'll post in that subgroup like, hey, y'all, let's all hang out in Coach Ashley's room this weekend. Or, whatever like subgroup you're in, a lot of times they'll like post in the Facebook subgroup and be like, yeah, we all want to go be with whoever. You'll have all of that information coming shortly. Betsy is the pit boss. So she is in charge of virtual camp, the camp experience. So she does not have her own room. Somebody said, is it okay to room hop and say hello to your favorite coaches? Absolutely, it is. You can hop around. You can absolutely room hop. That's what I did. So my daughter got married last camp in November. And so I've never in my life attended virtual camp. I've always worked virtual camp, right? I've been in charge of virtual camp, never got to attend virtual camp. And so I was not able to go on Friday because of wedding. And then she actually got married on Friday. So Friday afternoon, evening. And so I was not able to go on Friday. And then Saturday, we were doing all the stuff, packing everything up, getting, back in my house and back home, because she got married like an hour and something away. And so on Sunday, I actually, for the very first time, got to attend virtual camp. And it was amazing, y'all. I mean, I know I made it, but it was amazing. I did a good job. It's amazing. And so I room hopped. The agenda is on the camp page. It is. So you can see what is going on those days. Yeah. So I'm going to tell you, I created the virtual camp experience. I managed the virtual camp experience. I'm actually meeting with the virtual team. We've already had a couple of meetings. We're meeting again next week to just make sure that everything is set up for y'all. We have a person, y'all. I mean, whenever I tell you that we take care of you inside and out on the back end, there's actually a team of people that they're way smarter than me about this kind of stuff. They watch everybody that's connected virtually. I'm going to use Jean Banning because she's on this call. Let's say Jean is attending virtually. We have somebody that watches everybody's virtual connection. Okay. They watch your virtual connection. And if they see that Jean Banning and wherever she lives, her internet juice is going down just a little bit, they'll reach out to her before she loses connectivity and say, "Hey, Jean, might want to tell your people to get off the internet. Hey, Jean, make sure you're close to a router. Hey, Jean," like whatever it is, they watch your connectivity. I mean, that is so crazy. Nancy said, let's see. I still haven't decided about May camp. I'm doing September virtually. I was supposed to be in person, but I had to change because I'm getting my other knee done late August, early September. Okay, Stacy, what is holding you back? What questions do you have about camp? Nancy says, do you think any coaches will be going to Brothers Saturday night after camp? I doubt it, but we will be at the hotel. We will be at the hotel every single day. I mean, every night. Like we're there. And I'm gonna tell Nancy, I know y'all are excited about Brothers, but guess what? I go to Nashville a lot for work, other than with y'all. So we go to Nashville to meet with Corinne. The leadership team goes, and guess where we eat every night? At Brothers. So I don't want to go to Brothers. It is amazing food, though. It is a great environment. It is so much fun. It is so much fun. Brothers is a hoot. I love Brothers. If you're coming in person, in this hotel lobby, Jean, so we're doing it, we're not doing it at our regular place. We're doing it at a different hotel. Like we used to be close to the airport, whatever. Now we're in a different space. This hotel is set up for connection in the lobby. It's a lot bigger, like a lot more open space. So you'll see us around a lot. I am bringing my bathing suit because y'all, we're having a business camp after that. So I'm literally there for like 8 days. So I'm going to be there for a long time. I'm taking my bathing suit. I am going to be by the pool. I'm going to take my book. I'm going to be hanging out with y'all, all the things. I know I am a little tired of it, but I think at the hotel, there's even a shuttle to take you like around different like restaurants and such. It's a good little spot. It's a good little spot. We had our business event there, or near there, last time. And then right before COVID, the last event we had before COVID was like a 6-day intensive. And we were at that hotel, and it's a beautiful space, a beautiful hotel. Oh, I know what I was gonna say. If you are coming in person and you're a first-time camper or a solo in-person camper, we have a get-together. We have a get-together. Nancy said, I love your Seattle cup. I actually bought this cup in Seattle when I went to visit my accountability partner lives in Seattle, Jen Zaya. She lives there. I'm going back again in September to go see my accountability partner, Jen Zaya. So, yeah. One of my accountability partners lives in Seattle, and I love it there. I love her. Andrea said Thursday night. Yes, that is when the meetup is, and it's on the agenda as well, or on the website. Stacy, I figure it's too late to care much about my body. It's beat up and battered and saggy and won't ever be much different. I accept it. I don't love it, but I accept it. My view is even though I'm ugly by conventional standards, I've kind of gotten over caring about that. I kind of agree, but it's not a constant conversation in my head. I'm going to tell you, I think, Stacy, this is a perfect camp for you. Because here's what happens. Those thoughts are running in the undercurrent. It's just running in the undercurrent. And a lot of times when we have thoughts that run in the undercurrent, they're the ones that are actually driving the ship. They're our like belief system, our default thinking. And so when it comes time to do something for yourself, you end up with the it don't matter attitude. What difference does it make anyway? This is a perfect camp for you to come to. especially going into your second knee replacement. I think that's exactly, this is exactly the place you need to be. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm just going through this workbook. I had beliefs about myself that I didn't even know I had. And I know they have been running my ship in some areas of my life. Yeah, Stacy said it's true. I do have some of that it doesn't matter attitude. Yeah. And when you're trying to lose weight, and God bless Stacy, getting a knee replacement past physical therapist here. I still have a physical therapy brain. When you're wanting to push yourself in therapy, it doesn't matter anyway. I'm already old and broken and my body's beat down. It's never going to be the same anyway. What does it matter? I want to stop thinking of myself in fat as fat and below other people. Yeah, Carol says it's never too late. It's never too late. I'm going to tell you, I worked in a nursing home for 20 years. And there are folks still in that are in that nursing home that try to dress nice. I had one lady that changed her nail polish every single day to match her pants, whatever color pants she had on. She loved herself and her body was broke down, but damn, she looked good every day. And that's how I want to be. You know, that's how I want to be. Valerie, I mean, yeah, like the best gift I ever gave myself was I have a body, and I've really been working on this. Like, you know, a lot of times I think, I would always like think I was just so broken because I was overweight or I had failed my own self, you know, like I should have known better. I should have done better. I should have been better. I just should it all over myself. But the truth is, food, the way I lived my life, it got me as far as it could get me, right? Until I had another tool. So it served me well. It did a lot for me. And finally breaking away from the story that something was wrong with me because I used food for so long, was such a gift to myself. And that's what this camp will give you. That's what this camp will give you. Andrea says, isn't there a clothes dressing call in May? I'm so excited for that. Even though not sure what to expect, every Wednesday in May, and then campers get a bonus things. Let me see. Stacy said, you're not clothes and makeup person. You're, you know, jeans and sweatshirts. That's fine. That's fine. Jerry says, where is the camp page? The camp page is under events. So if you've already purchased camp, you should have access to the camp homepage. If you have not, you'll see the sales page. Vivian said, I found some UT orange things at our Choose to Refuse event, which I'm bringing for Saturday. Girl, you will not see me in orange. Do you know why? Because I'm a Gamecock. Clemson Tigers wear orange. I'm not a Tiger. I'm not a Clemson Tiger. Yeah, Andrea said, yeah, it's every Wednesday in May. And then on Saturday, she's doing bonus coaching for campers, which is amazing. Any other questions? September camp is about, let me find y'all. You're going to ask me. Becoming the queen of your life. Thank you, Jean. I mean, Vivian, I wanted to say the real word. Nancy says, wouldn't it be fun for the in-person people to wear something orange on one of the days? That would be fun because Corinne's, no, I will not be wearing orange. I already said that. But Corinne's niece is graduating from UT Saturday night. So she's going to hot foot it. She's going to hot foot it out the door on Saturday night so she can get home and stream the graduation. So she can watch her niece walk across the stage. So, any other questions? I'm telling y'all it's gonna be fun. Megan says, Stacy, I'll be in my jeans and hoodie with you. That's the one time all year I have to wear clothes. Like real clothes. Nikki said, MJ, did you say there was an event for no, not virtual first time people, in person first time or solo campers. So they give them a chance to make some friends while they're there. Nikki, also, there is a call coming up. I can't remember what day it is. It's like the week before camp. It's called Getting Virtual Camp Ready. Betsy is going to be doing that call for campers who are coming virtually. Just check the homepage for the date. It's there somewhere. And she'll tell you like what to expect, what you need to have, like how to set up your environment to create an amazing virtual experience for yourself. So that's awesome. Gloria said, my style has changed since No BS. My daughter said, who are you? I know. Listen, my feet are gonna hurt because you know what? I wear these all the time. I wear my bedroom shoes. I don't ever put on shoes. I wear bedroom shoes all day, every day, and all the time. And so I still bring them to camp because about halfway through the day, I can't wear shoes anymore because all I wear is bedroom shoes. Vivian said, is there going to be a clothing exchange at camp? I think people are talking about bringing clothes they want to gift to other No BS women. If y'all want to do that, that's fine. We don't facilitate that. We don't have that. Oh, that's fun. Kim says she wears a sweatshirt and sweatpants at work every day because I quite literally destroy my clothes. Yeah, I don't wear shoes. I don't. I don't even really love to wear tennis shoes, but you have to do that sometimes. But when I turned 40, I had a new mantra. My mantra is life is too short to wear uncomfortable shoes. And so I don't wear uncomfortable shoes. But all shoes at this point are uncomfortable because I don't wear shoes. Yeah, that's my mantra. I need to have a different one because, you know, I just turned 50. I need a different mantra. I don't know what that'll be, though. I'll have to come up with something cool. All right. Any questions? Any other questions? I'll put the link again here in the chat. What won't it do? Why don't it do? Y'all, let me try. I cannot grab a link. I don't have nobody on this call here with me. All right, y'all. Oh, there you go. There it is. There's the link. And tickets prices do go up the end of this month in 10 days. So they'll go up the last $20. So it's $379 for virtual currently and $899 for in person. On May 1st, it goes up to $399 and $1,297. So I love you too, y'all. And anybody coming in person, I sent out an email to all in-person people other day. Make sure that you check your email. I sent y'all a survey to fill out if you want to be a success story in person. Y'all, it's going to be amazing. I'm going to pick 6 to 7 of you coming in person Friday before camp. We are bringing in hair and makeup people to get you all dollied up. And then we're going to do some interviews with you. So if you are coming in person, make sure you check your email. We want to make you, you know, get you all camera ready, as they say. And we're gonna do that. And Corinne doesn't even get hair and makeup for us. We have to do our own hair and makeup. So I know it's gonna be amazing. Make sure that you fill out your form. You've got until Monday, I think, to fill it out. Letting us know why you're a No BS success if you're coming in person. We want to pamper you, take care of you, and love on y'all. So, And you are a success just by coming. And I'm going to tell you, what does success mean? I'm going to tell all y'all right now. I want you to get over that, Ann. Success does not mean I'm at my goal weight. Y'all, there's tons of success. If you were a person who had a shitty relationship with alcohol and you've turned it around because of no BS and you're still 100 pounds overweight, I don't give a fuck. That's a success. If you have started speaking better about your body, if you've lost 10 pounds and you're like, I still got 90 to go, but I'm figuring shit out, you are a success. If you've like your blood work numbers are getting better, you are a success. If you've always quit on yourself after 2 weeks and you've been 3 months and no BS, and it's gotten boring as fuck, and you're tired of planning, and you still do it anyway because you're learning to be a person that keeps promises to yourself. You are a success. We have to redefine what success is, y'all. We have to. We have to. If you were a binger 7 days a week and now you binge 4 days a week, that's a success. Y'all, I love y'all, but we have got to start to look at success in a different way. And I'm not yelling at you. I just get passionate about y'all and about women and about what we think of as success. There are so many different views of success. Maybe you're still overweight. But you know, you needed a knee replacement and you lost enough weight so you could get a knee replacement. Now you're getting around better. That's a success. Success is not goal weight. I'm going to go in that. You know what? We didn't have that many people apply for success. I'm about to go in that virtual, in that in-person camp room, and I'm going to let them know because I'm going to do a live in there because it's true. Yes, Paula is. You are successful being a no BS woman since 2007, girl. Yes, I want all different kinds of success. Thank you, Nancy. She's gonna fill out the survey. I appreciate you doing that. Yes, it is not goal weight. It's not success. There are so many different ways to create success. I'm gonna tell you, even just learning how to do my like the biggest success, the first time I ever felt successful is when I finally realized I could that taking care of myself didn't mean that other people had to suffer. Right? I always thought like if I do for myself, my kids will have to suffer or I'll have to put their stuff off, and figuring out how to navigate that and putting my taking care of my own needs and taking care of everybody else was possible. That's a huge success. Think about how many women struggle with that. Things I can't do for myself because I have all these other people. Nancy, perfect. I'm successful because I can cross my legs again. Girl, success means you know, I still have weight to lose, but I don't need that fucking airplane seat belt extender anymore, which is a load of crap. Do y'all know? I just found this out. So seat belts in an airplane. I've gone way off topic. I'm glad y'all are just indulging me for a minute. Anyway, do you know that when the end of the seat belts get frayed, they cut them and make them shorter, which is why you think that you need a seatbelt extender one time and then you don't the next time and then you do the next time? I did not know that. And so I started paying attention. And y'all, it is true. So, like, when I went to Nashville, maybe it was the time before that, I barely got that fucking seatbelt snapped. I had no tail left over, none. And I was like, if I was 5 pounds heavier, I'm in maintenance, y'all. I mean, granted, my maintenance is 190 pounds, but whatever. I'm 190 pounds. I almost had to ask for a seatbelt extender on an airplane. And so somebody was talking about it last camp. They were like, when I went to camp, I didn't need one. And when I came back, I did. And somebody in there said, do you know they cut them? Are you fucking kidding me? That is such a load of shit then. Think about how many women shame themselves over those seatbelt extender. And it's not even like standard bullshit. And we've been beating ourselves up over that for how many fucking years? Over a damn seatbelt extender, and they're all different lengths. That is so crazy to me. I was pissed. I was pissed and pissed. I was mad. I couldn't believe it. I was so mad. I was like, this is bullshit. That is bullshit. Yep. Melinda said, weighing more now than when I joined OBS. I'm really struggling with shame. OBS helped me start my business. So I try to focus on that as my success for now. After losing 102 pounds and gaining about 70, it still crosses my mind. Melinda, have you taken all of those thoughts over to Ask Coaches? Also, have you taken the regain solution in No BS? Also, we in May, I think the call calendar is either up or about to be up. We are changing all of our calls in May. And so what's going to happen on Sundays is the first hour is going to be about a topic. And every month, one's going to be on regains and stalls and plateaus, the first hour. And then we're even going to break the replays up now. So the first hour is going to be about a topic. And then the second hour is going to just be open, whatever coaching. You just raise your hand and get coached. Anyway, that is going to be amazing for you. We're adding a wine call. We're adding a feelings call. What else we got going on? A lot of shit going on in May. So excited. We do this every so often. Like we change up. Y'all, we're doing a restart call every month. What? A restart, like a reboot. I don't remember what it's called. Restart, reboot for all of y'all that are getting stuck in a rut and feel like you just can't get your shit together. We're going to do a reboot call every month, a restart. I don't remember what it's called. Anyway, make sure you check it out because it's going to be amazing. Yeah, the wine call is going to be good. I know. And wine, listen, wine and gummies. If it's legal, if it's not, I ain't gonna judge. But you know, that's a very similar circumstance, right? One of the calls starting in May, the first half is gonna be special diets and medical weight loss. So if you've had weight loss surgery or you're on weight loss drugs or you're on a special diet for a medical diagnosis, whatever. That's going to be coming in May, that first hour on a Sunday. And then the second hour will just be open coaching. It's going to be amazing. The call calendar is like redonkulous. I'm just telling you. Subgroup changes are coming in May. I've been working on that. What we got? Let me see. In May, let me just run through it right quick. Don't tell my boss. I'm telling you all the sizes. I mean, I was reading your thing, Christy, all the secrets. Let me see. Yeah, it's called Reset, monthly reset. I will be doing that call. Regain stalls and plateaus the first hour and then open coaching. Binge is going to a new day. Let me see. Oh, that camp virtual call is May the 11th on a Saturday at 9 a.m. Central. We're doing maintenance calls every month. Legacy coaching, body image and sex call. You know that shit ain't going away. Let's see. We have the Judith Gatton, of course. How to feel the hard stuff without eating. What? That's one of Judith Gatton's things. Let's see. Monthly planning and assessment is staying. Queen's Club is staying, wind down. Yeah. I mean, all the things, y'all. All the things. Subgroup news coming soon. Y'all will be excited about that. I can't even, I can't tell y'all, but you got to stay tuned because it is going to be off the chain. It's going to be off the chain. let's see. No, it's going to be 1 hour of the one thing and then the other hour. And then we're even going to break out the replay. So there won't be 2 hour replays. I know. It's good to think change things up. That's exactly right. We like to keep y'all on your toes, on your toes. So we're going to like a Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday kind of cadence. It's going to be amazing. I'm excited about that reset call though. I'm going to be doing it for at first on Saturdays. And I'm really excited about it. I gotta, you know, I'm gonna, I've been studying in the Facebooks, seeing what all y'all say about when y'all have fallen off the wagon and all that other stuff y'all talk about, need a kick in the ass. I've been reading all of that stuff so that I can really give you what you need on that call. Cause I wanna make sure you get exactly what you need on those calls. And then once we do this for a couple times, it's gonna be like, the monthly planning and assessment call to kind of get your data. And then the next week will be the reset call. So I'm excited about that. All right. I've gone rogue. I am going to go in that group though and talk about what success is. I'm about to head over there right this minute because we need to go through that. So sign up for camp if you have not. Make sure you get your spot because we are not. Oh, you did. Estelle said I didn't get your email. I will post the link in that in the in-person group. This workbook is worth it. Hell, you're worth it. Y'all are worth it. You deserve to love yourself. You deserve to take care of yourself. And I always say this, like even that low hum that, you know, we were talking about a minute ago, like just Stacy, like the things that kind of run underneath or whatever. And we always think that we have to be mean to ourselves in order to change or to like motivate ourselves to change or any of that kind of stuff. But I want to remind y'all that you know, whenever you love somebody, like there's this one woman in my life, I wouldn't pee on her if she was on fire. I just wouldn't. She's just trifling. I don't like her. I don't like her. She don't like me. I don't like her. But if she called me and she said, MJ, I need you to go do, would you go do XYZ? I don't care if I was sitting around watching The Young and the Restless and had nothing else on my plan for the day. I ain't doing it. I am not bending over backwards for that woman. I ain't even bending over any kind of way. I ain't doing shit for her. Now, if my kids called or my best friend called, I don't care, y'all. If I had a jam-packed meeting schedule, everything else, and they called and they said, I need you to do XYZ for me, what would I do? Rearrange my plans, move everything, work later if I had to. I would walk away from my desk. I would move heaven and earth to do whatever they needed from me. And that's how it is with ourselves. When we can learn to love ourselves, we can learn to respect ourselves, we will take exceptional care of ourselves. When we are beating ourselves up, when we are not loving ourselves, when we say shitty things about ourselves, we're never, ever, ever gonna do what's best for us. We just won't. It's just not possible. And I'm just gonna tell y'all, I had one of them mamas that drug me to every fucking diet. If shame, beat down, what's wrong with you? You're never gonna be able to get married. Nobody's ever going to love you. You better get that weight off. If that worked, I'd have been thin as a fucking rail. It just didn't. It just didn't. I would have been thin. If shame and beat down made you thin, my mama did enough of that. Oh, you'd be pretty if you were thin. Oh, I love it. Yeah, when I walked out in my, I'm there, you know, there's like those pivotal moments in your life that you like just always remember. And I walked out. I thought I looked damn good, y'all, for my 11th grade prom. My junior prom, we're just in the middle of prom season. And I walked out of my room and I thought I looked like a million bucks. I loved my dress. It was just, I looked good. I thought I looked so good.